Hi, I'm John Edmiston, and I'd like to lead you in a prayer for spiritual cleansing. This will deal with the confusion, hopelessness, despair, suicidal thoughts, and negativity that come into some people's lives when they participate in the occult, or drugs, or gross sexual immorality, or they have a family member, such as a mother or grandmother or grandfather, that participates in these activities or in the worship of idols. If in some way your spirit has been damaged, you need to pray this prayer for spiritual cleansing, especially if you've come out of a New Age environment or an environment in which shrines were built or in which idols were set up, such as a Chinese family where there's a little shrine to the ancestors or to Buddha. You may need to be spiritually cleansed. Also, if you come from a tribal environment, you may need spiritual cleansing. Your spirit, soul, and body are very closely intertwined. And when your spirit is damaged, that will affect your soul and your emotions and may even affect your health. In various ways, people's health is impacted. We find allergies, we find asthma, we find various reactions in the body to the presence of curses, strange diseases. It seems that the curse finds the weakest part of any person's body and attacks that weakest part, whether it be the heart, the lungs, the back, the knees, whatever. I'm not a medical expert. But I do know that when the curses are broken and when the spirit is cleansed, the people's health will often improve and their emotions and their clarity of mind certainly improves. So as we pray this prayer, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to repent of involvement in things like witchcraft, idolatry, cheating, lying, betrayal, sexual immorality, homosexuality, the gross sins which God has said bring spiritual confusion to a person's spirit. And after we've prayed that, we're going to ask God to forgive us and cleanse us according to 1 John 1:9. 1 John's a small little book at the back of your Bible. 1 John chapter 1, and we'll read about verses 7 to 9. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'll read that through again. 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That means that God's going to cleanse your spirit. He's going to cleanse you from all guilt. He's going to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He's going to forgive you your sins as you confess them out to him and you ask for his cleansing. Now we're going to do a strange thing. We're going to also ask for the forgiveness of the sins of parents and ancestors, the people that we have soul ties with that have entered into our spiritual world. Because our spiritual world is not just confined to our life, it somehow interacts with our previous generations and the people that we are connected with in life. The spiritual world is a little bit different in that regard. So we're going to pray for that, and we're going to pray for God to break things that are inappropriate in our life so that we can have peace and love and joy and hope and healing. Will you join with me now in prayer? Heavenly Father, we know that you are holy and just and that you hate sin and you do not want us to be involved in wickedness. And so we come to you now asking your forgiveness and asking your cleansing by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We confess any sins we have been involved in magic, in occult, in the New Age, in cults, in drugs, in sexual promiscuity, or in homosexuality. we confess these sins along with covetousness, thieving, cheating, and lying. We confess the things that bring a curse into our life, and we ask that you will cleanse us from these things and make us into good, straight, and honest people. We ask that you will forgive us from these sins, and that you will forgive the sins that have come down the generations or the spiritual lines into our life. The sins of our parents and ancestors and fathers and mothers and uncles and aunties and grandparents and all the rest down the generations, Lord, we ask that you will cleanse us from the imputed sin of their involvement in the occult or idolatry or witchcraft or magic or in membership of organizations that use these things. And Lord, in Jesus' name, we come now for the cleansing and for the forgiveness that is promised in your word. We ask that you will cleanse our spirit entirely from every dark spot, that we will be sanctified, that we will be made holy, that we will be pure in spirit, soul, and body, that our mind will be released and made new, that we will have the renewed mind of Romans chapter 12, that we will have the mind of Christ of 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 16. That we will be given the mind of Christ, that we will be given the blessing of the Holy Spirit, that our mind will become full of grace and peace. For Lord, you have said that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So in Jesus' name, we claim the spirit of power and love and a sound mind. We claim this now in Jesus' name. We claim this cleansing now in Jesus' name. We claim the healing work of God upon our spirit now in Jesus' name. We confess all our sins to you, O Lord, the sins of our thoughts, the sins of our words, the sins of our deeds, the sins of our body, the sins of our soul, the sins of our spirit, all our bitterness and wrath and clamor and anger and hatred, we confess to you. We leave no room for Satan. We forgive those who have sinned against us. We forgive them now in Jesus' name, in order that you may forgive us. For Lord, you have said in Matthew chapter 6 that if we do not forgive others, then you will not forgive us. So we come and we release people from our unforgiveness. We release our bitterness. We let go of our wrath and clamor and anger and hatred. And we release people and we forgive people and we bless people and we bless the people in our lives, our family members, our husbands, our wives, our children, our fathers, our mothers. We bless them now in the Spirit in order that you may bless us and free us. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you will come and that you will give us a gracious spirit and a humble spirit that can receive the blessings of the Lord that are in Christ Jesus. And we ask that all curses and hexes and spells will be broken, and that our mind will be filled with the glory of God, and our spirit will be healed, and our spirit will be made whole, and our spirit will be cleansed of all iniquity, and it will be made white and pure, and that the damage that has happened to our spirit will be healed by the touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. Speak your word into our life, Lord Jesus. Speak it now and heal our spirit. Heal our points of pain and brokenness. For by your stripes we are healed. By your blood we are cleansed. By your stripes we are healed. By your blood we are cleansed. And all the iniquities that were upon us are placed upon you, and you have borne the iniquity of us all. We carry it no longer. We cast it upon the cross. It is taken down to Hades. You have risen from the dead. You have brought us new life, wholeness, and healing. We praise you, Lord Jesus, now. We praise you and thank you and claim our spiritual cleansing by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the faithfulness and righteousness of God and the promise of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.